From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is unveiling a $4 trillion plus federal spending plan Tuesday for the year that starts next October. However, the Republican-controlled Congress has already signaled that it will ignore many of his new initiatives during his last year in office. In a presidential election year to pick his successor, the Democratic president is proposing programs sure to appeal to supporters of the eventual Democratic presidential nominee and likely opposed in part by the Republican candidate. In recent days, in advance of the official release of President Obama's fiscal year 2017 budget, the White House has said the proposal will cause for increased spending to fight the Islamic State insurgents across the Middle East, as well as a $10 per barrel tax on crude oil. Iraq says its forces have completely recaptured the city of Ramadi and surrounding areas from Islamic State fighters. The military and the Interior Ministry said Tuesday that Iraqi troops finished retaking several areas to the east of Ramadi. They had also reopened a road that links the city to Baghdad. Police say a head-on train crash Tuesday in southern Germany has killed at least 9 people and injured more than 100 others. This is the German federal police spokesman, Rainer Scharf. He says, because of the confined space, we're rescuing the injured by air and then are taking them to nearby hospitals. Meanwhile, police say more than 50 of those hurt in the crash were seriously injured. The rail company, Meridian, said two of its trains were involved in a serious collision about 60 kilometers southeast of Munich. The speed of the trains at the time of the crash and what caused them to collide is not immediately clear. VOA News. The United Nations warned Tuesday that if pro-government forces in Syria succeeded in encircling the city of Aleppo, then up to 300,000 people would be cut off from humanitarian aid. The UN said the Aleppo offensive had already cut rebel supply lines between the eastern part of the city and the Bab al-Salam crossing on the Turkish border. The World Food Program said Tuesday that it's currently distributing urgently needed meals to 21,000 people who fled Aleppo. The assessment also comes as several people died in a suicide bombing at a police officer's club in a residential district in the Syrian capital of Damascus. Meanwhile, Turkey is admitting Syrian refugees in a controlled fashion and has so far let in 10,000 of the 50,000 people who have reached its borders in the latest influx, according to the foreign minister, Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu, Tuesday. He spoke at a joint news conference with his Hungarian counterpart. He says, we can only let them in on a controlled fashion. If airstrikes continue, the refugee flood could reach 100,000 or even 1 million, he said. Turkey is already hosting about 2.5 million refugees from Syria. Riot police in Hong Kong fired warning shots in the air in an angry confrontation with protesters in the city's working-class Mong Kong district Tuesday. The unrest began when police tried to keep unlicensed food sellers and other street vendors from selling their wares during the city's Lunar New Year celebrations. However, the situation turned chaotic when activists showed up to defend the street vendors, throwing bricks, garbage cans, and other objects at police, as well as setting multiple fires in the street. This is Hong Kong's chief executive, Leon Chung-ying.
I believe the public can see for themselves from TV news reports the seriousness of the situation. The SAR government strongly condemns such violent acts. The police will apprehend the mobs and bring them to justice.
Meanwhile, various reports say anywhere from 3 to 24 people were arrested in the rioting, while at least 3 police officers were injured. Burundi's tax revenue fell 17% in the last quarter of 2015 compared with a year ago. Depressed by months of political violence sparked by President Pierre Nkurunziza's disputed decision to run for a third term. The Burundi Revenue Office also said a full year of revenue collection was down 10%, lower than 2014. The International Organization for Migration says 409 people have died this year trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea, and migrant crossings for the first 6 weeks of 2016 are running nearly 10 times the rate of the same period last year. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.